Welcome to the Holmesville Church of the Brethren. This is our midweek prayer service for July 7th, 2021. We are working our way through the book Take Our Moments and Our Days, an Anabaptist Prayer Book, Volume 1, and we are picking up now with the Beatitudes where we left off just before Advent. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. O God, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The light and peace of Jesus Christ be with us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Psalm 24:1-6. The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is God who set it on the seas, who made it firm on the waters. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in God's holy place? Those with clean hands and a pure heart, who desire not worthless things, who have not sworn so as to deceive their neighbor. They shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves them. These are the ones who seek the face of the God of Jacob. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High. We will bring our free prayers of thanksgiving at this time. We declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night. Amen.
Heart revolving, heart united, meant to know God's holy will. Let his love in us ignited, more and more our spirits fill.
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit. Amen. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Lord Jesus, you have the words of eternal life. John 1:47-51. When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." James 3:13-18. Who is wise and understanding among you? Show by your good life that your works are done with gentleness born of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not be boastful and false to the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will also be disorder and wickedness of every kind. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace for those who make peace. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. As we approach our time of intercession, please remember that you may pause the audio whenever you wish, as long as you'd like, to spend more time in silence with God. Ask and it will be given you, search and you will find, knock and the door will be opened for you. The Heavenly Father will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask. God, rich in mercy, we bring our prayers to you with confidence in the name of our Lord Jesus. In your mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. You have mercy on all who cry to you. We pray for ourselves and those dear to us. You bless the pure in heart. They will see you. You reveal yourself to the pure in heart. We pray for our community and for our neighbors. You bless the pure in heart. They will see you. We long to stand in your holy place. We pray for the church in all places, that we may daily follow in the footsteps of Christ. You bless the pure in heart, they will see you. You rule the earth in all its fullness. We pray for the world, for those in positions of power and authority. You bless the pure in heart, they will see you. We offer you other concerns we carry in our hearts. You bless the pure in heart, they will see you. God of compassion and joy, you satisfy all who hunger for your righteousness. Give us grace to endure testing and to be true to your kingdom, that we may enjoy the life you bless. Through Jesus, who taught us to do so, we pray for the coming of your reign. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Amen.